Hi Aries, this is your horoscope for June 2021. So I want you to understand that the overall essence of the month, the overall theme, at the very least for you, is to keep an open mind. It's very simple, but as I go into each week of June, you'll understand what I mean by that, okay? So we start the first week of June with a ton of water energy. Okay. And the first thing, or one of the first things that happens in the month, is that your ruler Mars, currently transiting Cancer, creates a trine to Neptune in Pisces. What does this mean? It means that there is a part of your energy that wants to fight for something familiar, or wants to fight for a new sense of familiarity. Okay. Mars in Cancer at times can represent the inability to control our emotions, or to manage, better said, to manage our emotions. Mars is masculine fire energy. Cancer is feminine energy that has to do with the home, that has to do with mother and family. Those two energies can feel somewhat off together, but if at the end of the day it represents the potential management of emotions, then that means that something that has to be looked at, or that is something that you need to be aware of through the month of June, at least till the very end, when your ruler Mars is going to finally go into Leo. Okay, so understand that this first week of the month, there might be either high emotions coming from you or coming from others. Now, you have to remember that we are currently in a Mercury retrograde. So on top of the potential for not managing emotions, we are experiencing a Mercury retrograde that makes communication really difficult with another. Okay, so just be mindful of that. Also, the first week of June, we have Venus entering Cancer. Venus is not your ruler, but it is your counterpart. It's one of the cosmic lovers. This puts both your ruler and Venus, your cosmic lover, in the sign of Cancer. This is a really, really beautiful opportunity for you to make amends with someone in your family if you need to. This is a really great opportunity to begin making plans to perhaps expand family, make renovations to your home. But understand that these plans, and mind you, this isn't something that I recommend doing in June. It's something that I recommend you start thinking about, kind of brainstorming. But because both Mars and Venus are involved, I believe that it has to do with a partner or a roommate or someone that you share your space with. This is because it's in Cancer and it has to do with your sense of home. Okay. Now, understand that if this is nothing to do with something mundane like renovations or expanding the home, this is a really beautiful time, really, this whole week is a beautiful time to have a healing conversation, either with a romantic partner, a business partner, or a family member. I think it's much more oriented towards romantic partners and family members, to hash certain things out. Now, again, because Mercury is retrograde, I don't think that you'll come to some sort of resolution or conclusion, but I do believe that words can be exchanged that allow for a resolution to come at the end of June, okay? Now, one of the more important aspects of this week is that of Saturday, June 5th, in which your ruler, Mars, in Cancer, creates an opposition to Pluto retrograde. So when I started the audio, one of the things I suggested was that you keep an open mind. Anytime there is an opposition between Mars and Pluto, it tends to be about a fight. And the fight is about wanting power. So it's a battle of power. This is happening in Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is in your sector in your 10th house of career. So this can represent you going head to head with a boss, butting heads with a boss, or the recognition of someone in power, their recognition of your ability to move up in the workplace, and that causing some friction. Now, because your ruler Mars is in opposition to that Pluto, that means that Mars is transiting the fourth house of home, family history. As much as the fourth house represents things that have to do with family, more importantly, always, it has to do with the foundation within yourself. So, if you have a healthy sense of self, a healthy sense of foundation, you are able to handle any interaction, any power struggle, anything that may set you off, ideally from a space of calm, from a space of peace, from a space in which you know yourself enough to really decide who and what you give your energy to, especially when it comes to a potential power struggle, especially when it comes to things that you just no longer have time for, okay? So understand that even though this is a really significant transit, it's not something that you have to put up with. If this represents emotional regulation, you have the wherewithal to emotionally regulate. Yes, even for an Aries. So the open-mindedness for this week is going to come through the understanding that if someone has a problem with you, you can take a step back and observe them and really try to understand if the problem that they say they have with you is really about you, if there really is something you need to change, or they're simply projecting. Okay, so keep that in mind, because anytime I've seen any connection with Mars to Pluto, it tends to turn into a fight of some sort. So again, it's something to be mindful of, not to predispose yourself, but it's definitely something important. Now, the week of June 7th brings us to the solar eclipse of Gemini at 19 degrees. This takes place on June 10th. And what you're going to notice is that on a collective level, really, from June and really through the rest of the year, you're going to notice a change in perspective, a shift in perception, where as a collective, people are going to be asking different things from people in authority. They're going to be looking for different sources. For you, especially for you, Gemini is your third house of communication, siblings, short distance travel. But more importantly, Aries, this has to do with how you perceive the world. If we have a new moon eclipse, if we have an eclipse anywhere, it represents a transformation of the energy we have been carrying in that house for a long time. Do you remember at the beginning of this recording, I asked you to remember that one of the themes about this month was to keep an open mind? Well, this is why, my love, because you have a powerful eclipse, a new moon eclipse, which represents the planting of a seed, the setting of an intention to keep an open mind to what life has to offer, okay? So this eclipse for you is the beginning of a shift in perception. It's the beginning of a change in how you speak to yourself, how you speak to others, how you take the events in life and turn them around to something where you don't hold on to them as if it were personal. You don't take life's events so personal anymore. Aries is a sign that can be pretty detached, but when it's hurt, it reacts. And it reacts because it's hurt. That's the way that you show your pain, right? Now, with this new moon eclipse in Gemini, something is going to change to where you're going to feel liberated by the transformation of your perception. This is especially true because on that same day, on June 10th, of the solar eclipse in Gemini, we have what we call in astrology the inferior conjunction between Sun and Mercury. I've been saying throughout this recording that Mercury is retrograde. Not yet, because Mercury is retrograde. Mercury is retrograde. Okay. During every single Mercury retrograde period, Mercury at the midway point, at its midway point in the retrograde cycle, always comes together with the Sun. This is the day on June 10th. And when that happens, there's usually aha moments, there's usually cosmic downloads, you get an email, you get a text, you get a phone call, something that gives you a sign, an answer of something that you've been thinking about or wondering about which direction to take. This is the day that it comes. But it's so important to understand that whatever message you get this week, the week of June 7th, that you accept, that you fully accept that the direction your life is headed in is going to be a little different. And it's all because your mindset is going to change. It's important. Our mindset essentially dictates a lot of what we do. And so a change in mindset represents a change in life. And it's interesting because this is the third house of communication. And I've seen this house just kind of be bypassed by astrologers a lot. But when we shift our perception, we have the ability to shift how we view the world in general. So this is a really, really beautiful eclipse to have in your sector of communication, because from this point forward, your communication with people is going to be much more meaningful, much more authentic. You're going to honor what is important to you, who is important to you. And more than anything, especially because of all of the Cancer stuff happening in the fourth house throughout the month of June for you, it's this ability to see the flaws in the people that you love with much more compassion and forgiveness, which essentially heals you as much as it heals the relationship. Okay. Again, another point to keep an open mind. Okay. So, week of June 14th, my love, June 14th is the second square between Saturn and Uranus. If you haven't listened to my Saturn square Uranus lesson, I highly suggest you go back, look for it, and definitely listen to it. It's a theme that we are experiencing all year long. But let me give you a bit of a recap. Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus represents the letting go of something that used to feel safe and comfortable in order to move in a brand new direction that is meant to last really over the next 30 years. Moving away from something comfortable and known is really difficult for anyone. For Aries, though, it's not so difficult. So what this is, where this falls for you, Aries, is in your sector. Your Aquarius sector is in the 11th house of community, higher aspirations, ex-partners. And Taurus is in the 8th house of intimacy, shared resources, taxes that you pay with someone else, and the things that you do behind closed doors with your partner. There is something that used to feel safe with a partnership that no longer does. And now, don't get me wrong, this has nothing to do with a potential breakup or that things are going wrong. No, this has to do with the fact that the dynamic of the relationship is potentially going to change, either because one of you becomes busy, which I think is going to be you because of all of the stuff happening in your 10th house of career, and there needing to be space between the two of you, and understanding that you can have a committed, loving relationship, Uranus, but that it's probably going to have to be at a distance. Okay. This isn't something that's going to unfold on June 14th. No, this is something that has been happening. These are conversations that you've been touching on and off since really February, and that will fully unfold in December of 2021 when we have the last square between Saturn and Uranus. So This is you, Saturn in Aquarius, in the 11th house of higher aspirations, having a higher aspiration of something, and perhaps getting a little bit of resistance from partner, because it means that you need a little bit more freedom, you're going to go your own direction in some way. So understand that those are the dynamics. It doesn't have to be anything terrible or awful. It just means that you and your counterpart have to just talk things out and allow the eclipses to do what they will, okay? Week of June 21st, this is really interesting because on June 20th, we have the summer solstice, at least here in the United States, in the Northern Hemisphere. This represents a new cycle. This represents, because it is the summer solstice, it means that the sun is entering the sign of Cancer, yet another emphasis in your fourth house of family history. So on the one hand, it represents yet another opportunity to heal, but this is also about starting something new when it comes to home. Look, I can see this being something that has to do with expansion of home, potentially for kids, or the expansion of family. And remember what I told you about the week of June 14th. You're going to want to be liberated. You're going to get some resistance, and you're wanting to plan a family. This is all happening. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm saying that there's a lot going on, and that by the end of eclipse season, really in July or August, you're going to be much more clear about your priorities. So this summer solstice is giving you the opportunity to set plans, to set stones, to put certain foundations in order before we have the fall equinox in September. Okay. Now, on June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn, which again falls in your sector of career. This represents a turning point. Now, that full moon in Capricorn creates a sextile to Jupiter and Pisces. Whatever the shift, whatever the change is happening in your workplace is not going to be something, it's not going to be a harsh transition. It's going to be a transition that has been coming, that is necessary. It's going to debunk any false ideals that anyone may have about you. And it's also going to make you get really honest again about your priorities. These seem to be things that are going to continue coming up for you in the month of June. And that's why it requires that you have an open mind. Okay. So on June 25th, Neptune begins to retrograde, and it will be retrograde for several months. Don't worry too much about that. We don't really feel Neptune retrograde too much. All I can say about that right now, because I'll get more into it as the month moves forward, is that we begin to look at ourselves less like victims and more like the authors of our lives, okay? Week of June 28th, not much happens. On June 30th, the moon in Pisces conjuncts Neptune in Pisces. It is a really, really, really beautiful day for rest, meditation, and creativity. So if you work with a team of creatives, this is a really beautiful day to take advantage of right before we go into July. Okay, so come back to Consciousness Circle as I will break down the day-to-day information. I've just decided to give you the most important dates for you in this audio. I hope this is helpful. Have an amazing June.